Well, today is pretty much the official start of the 2013 season for the Miami Dolphins back in practice as they get ready for week one against the Cleveland Browns on Sunday. And to talk about it, very happy to welcome in for the first time this season the head coach, Joe Philbin. Coach, good to see you in here again. Look forward to doing this throughout the year. And as always, we appreciate your time.
Yeah, it feels like home. It's good to be back. Good to see you guys again.
All right, let's start with the preseason. Obviously, five games this year, a lot of practices, training camp, even mini camps, OTAs going back some time before that. How did you feel about this entire offseason program into the preseason?
I thought we got outstanding effort by our players, number one, and our staff. I thought we accomplished the things we looked to set out to do. We had a lot of quality work against one another. We added that fifth game. We knew we were going to have a big draft class. We knew we would have some transition on the roster. That's why we decided to go to the fifth game. So that gave us another 150 snaps or so to look at the guys in a competitive atmosphere. And overall, we thought it was very productive.
And it all, of course, kind of culminates this past weekend in cutting the roster down first to 75, then down to 53. I imagine there were some very tough decisions that had to be made the last couple of days.
Yeah, you know, we had a great group of guys to work with, no question about it. And most of us gathered together on April 15th, and then we had the draft class and some additional college free agents who joined us. But these guys put a lot of work, made a lot of sacrifices, a lot of time and energy and effort into making this ball club. Unfortunately, we're not able to keep all these guys. So as you mentioned, Jesse, there were some tough choices, and we obviously wish those guys well.
Coach, always a lot of guys to evaluate in training camp and during the preseason. But some of the core guys, the younger guys on this football team, a Ryan Tannehill, a Lamar Miller, Olivier Vernon, second-year guys trying to make that progression. How do you see their growing up stages, I guess, from year one to year two?
Yeah, I think with those guys, it's an important year for those guys, obviously. Even though, you know, Ryan and Jonathan Martin have over 1,000 snaps from last year, yet there's still a big wave of increase, we think, in production, you know, in technique and fundamentals that they can make this season. And then you throw in, you know, Mike Agnew is a guy that didn't play a lot of football. We think he's progressed an awful lot. Olivier Vernon, you know, got his feet wet, so to speak. He's gotten better, obviously, and earned a starting position on the football team at this point in time. And then even a guy, Josh could do another guy that, you know, we got in the fifth round, Lamar Miller, as you mentioned. So that draft class is an important part of our future, and I think they're making good progress.
Coach, you mentioned some of the big guys, some of the guys on the roster in second year. It's also the second year for Joe Philbin. How do you self-scout yourself, or how do you self-evaluate yourself so you can be better from year one to year two?
Well, we did a lot of things game management-wise. We did some things in the offseason to look at, you know, how do we utilize our timeouts? How do we do on our two-minute end of the game, end of the half, things along those lines where you can manage the game. I'm very fortunate we've got three outstanding coordinators in Mike Sherman, Kevin Coyle, and Darren Rizzi. And we did a very thorough evaluation of all our, plans from a schematic standpoint, kept the best stuff, got rid of some stuff. We've added some new things. But again, the real confidence that I have going into this year is derived from the quality of the men that we have. I'm fortunate to have around me. We've got a great staff, the 53 guys that we have in the ball club, the eight practice squad guys, we feel very, very strongly about. And then the people that I get to work with on a daily basis here with the Miami Dolphins within the organization that a lot of people don't know about, the sacrifices that they make really can make a difference in our program.
You talk about some of the staff people that you work with Coach Sherman on the offensive side and Coach Coyle on the defensive side. Do you do things any differently to prepare for training camp, preseason, regular season with those guys on a daily basis than you did maybe last year?
A little bit, yeah. We did a little bit. We know ourselves a little bit better. I'd say last year at this point in time, you know, we obviously wanted to prepare for third down. We wanted to prepare right for the red zone and the goal line. But I think we've tailored things a little bit more to our personnel. We know what we need more work on and less work on. And I think that's been reflected kind of in the practice schedules. And having experienced veteran coordinators, you get excellent input from them as you're putting together the whole, you know, preseason and offseason plan.
Talking to Dolphins head coach Joe Philbin, let's talk a little bit about the tight end position coming out of camp. It's obviously not the way we thought it was going to go as recently as a couple of weeks ago with the injury to Dustin Keller, but Charles Clay, Deion Sims, Michael Agnew, those are the three guys still standing at this moment. What do you see from the group?
It's a good group. You know, they all have a little bit different skill set, a little bit different dimensions physically. Charles is now in his third year. He's very, very versatile. He can do a lot of different things for us. We can put him in a lot of different places formationally. He's bright and intelligent. We think Deion Sims has made a real nice adjustment so far to pro football as a rookie. He's got that ideal size. You know, probably in the old days, if you saw him walk through the door, you'd say, this guy looks like a tight end. And, he's done well. And Mike Agnew's made an awful lot of progress from year one to year two. So we're anxious to see what he can contribute.
Coach, when you look at the other side of the football on defense, it seems like to the naked eye, you've gotten much faster. You're a little bit more downhill. These guys that you brought in Danelle Ellerbe and Phillip Wheeler and Brent Grimes, they can cover a lot of ground. Is that pretty much what you're seeing on tape as well?
Yeah, I think our play speed's been good, John. And, you know, part of that is, you know, the way that Kevin and the staff have, you know, taught these guys in a good progression of teaching, installing the defense, number one. And then, you know, that's the biggest thing we have to do Sunday in Cleveland defensively is, you know, we're going to err on the side of doing less as opposed to more. Get our guys to play fast with confidence, zero confusion or hesitation, and go out and play the game. It's still football. You know,
right.
It's a road game. There's this, there's noise, all that stuff. But it's still football. You know, you got to get off of blocks. You got to tackle people. You got to play within the scheme.
Let's talk a little bit more about the Cleveland Browns then. Obviously, brand new coaching staff. That kind of inherently presents some challenges, much like the teams that faced the Dolphins early last year.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I guess, you know, selfishly, when you're looking, waiting for the schedule to come out in April, you'd love to see a staff that had, you know, an opponent that had zero staff turnover at the coordinator position. So, you know, that's not the case this year. You know, Coach Chudzinski, they've got an excellent staff there. They got some veteran coordinators in their own right. They appear to be very, very well coached in the preseason, and that's not a surprise, but we'll certainly be ready.
Young football team in the Cleveland Browns going into the second year with their quarterback in Brandon Whedon. What do you see out of Whedon that maybe jumps out at you when you watch tape?
Yeah, he can throw the football. You know, I want to say he was a baseball pitcher maybe in the minor league system. So, you know, the guy's got an arm. There's no question about it. It's on the tape. And, you know, he knows it looks like he's fit into Coach Turner and Coach Chudzinski's system pretty well and looks to be comfortable back there. So, obviously, you know, job number one is to maybe make him uncomfortable on Sunday.
Guy behind him and Trent Richardson, always a big-bodied back, likes to run between the tackles, can do a little bit of everything. I know probably one of the bigger things for you in week one is getting a lot of people to the football and making sure you're tackling in the open field.
Yeah, old-fashioned pursuit and good tackling is going to be at a premium against a quality back like Trent Richardson, no doubt about it. And part of it, John's going to come down to, we got to get off the blocks first, and then we got to take good appropriate angles to the ball carrier, wrap up our arms, and get as many guys as fast as we can to the football.
We enjoy talking to Joe Philbin every Monday throughout the season, and one of the perks for the fans is you get an opportunity to ask your questions. So we pulled a few from Twitter today. These might sound a little familiar to you. You're coming from a press conference. We'll start with Ishmael on Twitter, and he wants to know if you have any concerns carrying just four wide receivers on the 53-man roster.
No, we got it. You know, I like the group that we have, and those guys have worked awful hard. Brian Hartline, Mike Wallace, Brandon Gibson, Rashard Matthews. It's a very competitive group. I think they all have a little bit of, you know, different skill to them that they can bring. So the defense, we're not throwing the same guy out there every single time. And we think they're all capable. So we're excited about seeing what they can do on Sunday.
Fins93 on Twitter wants to know how you see the fullback role in this offense.
Yeah. Well, there's no substitute in offensive football. You know, we want to establish balance as an offense. So to do that, you got to run the football. And, you know, defenses are such today that if you put one back in the backfield, there are certain things defenses can do to really limit your run game. When you put two guys back there, chances are you can get the run off. It may not always be the perfect angles, but you can get the run off. So we want our fullback to, you know, be able to block not only linebackers but also DBs out in space. They also have the ability to read the blocking scheme up front. It's not necessarily a straight line to one particular player. A lot of things can happen post snap that would alter their assignment. And then you know, the third thing is they've got to catch the football and pass protect as well within that blocking thing. But you know, we're excited about Tyler Klutz. He's a guy that we had targeted, and we're you know, getting our hands on him, and we think he can make a nice contribution.
Yeah, you mentioned him too, and catching the ball. I think he had a 16-yard reception against the Dolphins back in the preseason when he was a member of the Texans. Last one from Twitter comes from Zombie on Twitter, and he wants to know what needs to be done for this offense to be better on third down this season.
Well, there's no mystery on any down and distance in football. It takes execution. It takes 11 guys knowing the play call first and foremost. Typically on third down, often we're throwing the football. And while, you know, a lot of people want to see deep routes and all that, really starts with the protection, making sure that the protection unit, more than just sometimes the running back, sometimes the tight end, obviously the quarterback, they have to all be in tune. And then we've got to get the timing of the routes and the drop of the quarterback all on the same page as John's nodding his head here, remembering
coach.
All his days behind the center there. But you know, it's not uncommon. You know, it's what a good football play really is on offense, defense, on first or second or fourth down. Third down is no different, but it takes all 11 guys to execute.
Makes a lot of sense. The head coach, Joe Philbin, as we said, appreciate your time as always. Look forward to continuing these chats as the season goes on, and good luck in Cleveland.
All right, appreciate it, guys. Thanks.